Blackstone Audio presents Redemption Mountain, a novel by Jerry Fitzgerald. This book is read by Mark Bramhall. For Robin, Tom, and Joe, no one deserves to be this lucky. Chapter 1, July 2000. This was her time, the quiet time, before the sun and the kids and the rest of McDowell County rose to demand her attention, when she could run and be alone and pretend to be someone else, living a different life in a different place. The young woman slipped quietly out of bed and picked up the small pile of clothes and her running shoes, which she'd set out the night before. She heard her husband before she saw him. Buck's labored snoring told her he'd probably spent the evening at Moody's Roadhouse again, which was more routine than not these days. The sliding door that led to the trailer's narrow hallway rumbled and squeaked, causing a furtive look at her husband to see if he'd awakened. She reminded herself for the 100th time to oil the track. The small bathroom had a folding door with its own set of noises as she carefully drew it shut behind her. It was still dark in the trailer at 5:30, even at the end of July. She turned on the small light over the mirror and slid on the baggy khaki shorts, a sports bra, and a faded black T-shirt she'd pulled randomly from the drawer the night before. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers T-shirt that Buck had brought home for their son a few years earlier, the only gift she could remember him giving the boy. A glimmer of hope at the time.